market.
Welcome, everyone. It's a special day today on the Midpoint Talk program on WMNF 88.5. We have money to raise. We want to be, now that we have a new administration, you're going to need us like we need you. We're going to provide you with the best in entertainment, information, and influenza, So, Rob, how are we doing after this last hour?
Well, we came within 10 calls the last hour, reaching the goal. I'll thank a bunch of people. Thanks to Anonymous, who just made a donation of $21. Thank you, Anonymous, for that. Another Anonymous, who is in Largo, just made a $10 a month Circle of Friends donation. Thank you, Anonymous. And Susan Reese from Tampa just made a $100 contribution, taking the M&F face mask. Thank you, Susan. She says, we are never blue when we listen to you. And Kathy Roberto from Manchester, New Hampshire, made a $25 donation. And Kathy in New Hampshire, thanks a lot. She says, the temperature there is 16 degrees, but I'm dancing and keeping warm while listening to you. And Kathleen Merrill from Tampa just made a $60 contribution, taking the peace magnet. Barbara Fling.
Are beautiful. They're coming to get you, Barbara.
They didn't get her yet because she just made a $100 contribution. She says, hey, Mark, they're coming for you.
They've been coming after me a long time.
From Stuart and Barbara, they want the water bottle. Shakiva Collins from Plant City made a $5.25 donation. Thank you, Shakiva. And Paul and Gail Carroll from Clearwater made a donation of $88.50. Good luck on the fund drive. Thank you very much. Anonymous in Punta Gorda just made a $10 contribution. Thank you, Anonymous. And Simon from Lakeland made a $20 contribution. Thank you, Simon, for that donation. Says, you are not afraid to hear any opposing views. A true professional, writes Simon. So he thanks you for that. Here's an email that this person says he will donate if I read this announcement on the air. So he's complaining that I said during the last half hour, it takes bravery to broadcast Howard Zinn. Come on, man. That's what a station like WMNF should do as a matter of course, as it used to. But I suppose for a public radio station slipping into mainstream commercial radio status, you guys seem to be, I'm guessing it's more a matter of fear of blowback from upstairs than bravery to do so, writes Bill in Odessa. No, we've always carried Howard Zinn and always will carry Howard Zinn. So thank you, Bill, for that donation. I hope you make a $1,000 contribution. Thanks to John in Dunedin, just made a $92 donation. Thank you, John. And Jay Saraceno from Apollo Beach made a $100 contribution. Jay, thanks a lot. I should say that John in Dunedin says that the Midpoint hosts teach us by example how to persist in a respectful, principled, and civil discourse. So he likes a lot of programs on M&F. Thank you, John. And Ann and Nancy from St. Pete for a $180 contribution. Thank you very much. So we're doing really well. Mark, you've got to you've got to hear from 27 people on this show.
27, not 30, right?
Not 30, because
27.
It's down.
Yep. All right, folks. You know what the goal is. Let's do it. We never let people down, except me. But 27 people, that's a lot of people. And I really do need your support and your input. I have to tell you, it was kind of a sad weekend for me. Hank Aaron, and I was very proud to hear Danny call your program, Rob, and let you know that Hank Aaron had passed. He was 86. And I don't need to, I don't mean to harp on, you know, a sports figure like this, but if anyone needed to be harped on, it was Hank Aaron. And I think a lot of what Hank Aaron faced as he approached Babe Ruth's home run mark of 714 was symptomatic, is symptomatic of what's wrong with America today. Hank Aaron was my dad's favorite ball player. So much so that when he passed and when I got the word, the first call I made was to my mom, who knows zero about sports. but she knew Hank Aaron because of my dad. And she was saddened like I was. And then I called Danny, who was one of my childhood friends. We'd go to the boys club and talk baseball, and inevitably Hank Aaron's name would come up. And what a ball player. Everybody knows him because of the home run mark. But as I was telling my sister in the car on the way over here, Hank Aaron, in his 23 years of playing, is today the all-time runs batted in leader with 2,297 RBIs. That's the all-time mark. Anyway, we've been hearing all these tributes to Hank Aaron, and I wanted to play what to me is one of the, if not the most, exciting call I ever heard on radio was the night that Hank Aaron hit 715 and Milo Hamilton, who was the voice of the Atlanta Braves, he did the call. Here's what it sounded like.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd. A sellout crowd is cheering Henry Aaron, the home run king of all time. 715.
Wow. You know, they don't play that on TV or on the radio. They play snippets. But that entire, I was at Seminole Heights Playground. We were practicing. We had a softball team at American Can, local 2120. And we all stopped practicing to go to the radios, and we heard that call. It was exciting. Ralph Johnson, if you're out there, and Willie Tasby, the great Cleveland Indians outfielder, he was with us. Man, what a moment. And yet, I remember when Johnny Unitas died, I must have got about a million phone calls to my house from all over the country, people that I worked with in boxing, battle bots, all these endeavors I was involved in. They all called me because they knew that Johnny Unitas was an idol of mine when I was a kid. And when Hank Aaron died, the only call I got was my cousin Brian. He called my house, and he thought instantly of my dad. And I appreciate it, and anybody who knew my dad knew that that was his hero long before Hank Aaron scored or hit his 715. I'll say this about Hank Aaron and let it go. I remember a good friend of my dad's, Frank L. Juan. He was a graduate of the University of Tampa at a time when it was rare to get a college education from that era. And Frank and my dad were good friends. His favorite ball player was Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid from the New York Giants, San Francisco Giants. Anyway, he and my dad would sit at the coffee table and they would argue who was the best. And of course, that's an endless argument. And my dad told me, and Frank, Willie Mays is in the lead for all these records, but he's already fainting at the plate. He was having trouble health-wise. Hank Aaron was in the prime of his life, though they shared the same age, basically. And 5 years later, Hank Aaron eclipsed Willie Mays's, I think, 660 and went on to score 715. And my dad, in a discussion with several other baseball fans, knowledgeable ones, they asked him, what's the difference between Hank Aaron and Willie Mays? And my dad said, how you spell the names? And they, you know, of course, they looked at him and they go, what the hell's the matter with you, Manuel? And he said, let me tell you what the difference is. Hank Aaron would go after a fly ball in center field. His hat would fly off. He'd ram into the fence, make the catch. When he was running around the bases, that cap would go flying off as he circled third and headed home. He goes, Hank Aaron did all of that without his cap coming off or him crashing into a fence. He made it all look routine. And I remember when I was in L.A. in a doubleheader with the Atlanta Braves, and Manny Mota, he went 5-for-6 in the doubleheader. Good pitching duels in both games. But on one of the hits, he rounded first. Hank Aaron from right field picked him off. He got his single and threw it into first base and got him out. And we listened to the interview after the game with Vince Scully, and they asked him, what about what happened on that play? And Manny Mota said, you know, I've been in this league a long time. Let's put it this way. I know better. He goes, that's what Hank Aaron will do to you when you're not paying attention. I just did what I always did, turned the bases, and he got me. He goes, what a ball player. Anyway, very sad. Those of you that love baseball and honor Hank Aaron, give me a call. Make a donation here, 813-238-8001. In memory or in tribute to Hank Aaron and to keep this station going. We got some pledges in.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mark, did you see any of the guys? I mean, so many ballplayers came from Tampa.
Yes, I knew a lot of them. Yes, I did.
Like Lou Piniella.
Lou Piniella, he grew up right around the neighborhood. His brother, Scooty Joe. Joe, he was a damn good golfer, good athlete all around. He just didn't have the attitude. And you look at Lou and you wonder, how the hell did Lou make it? He was great, no question about it.
Well, if you like Mark's show, your hero, Mark Bureau, please call us up. He's on every Tuesday at 12 noon here on WMNF, and we're trying to raise money to keep the radio station going so we can pay the electricity that Mark uses to get the signal out. And he uses a lot of electricity. Thanks to Scott in Lithia, just made a $60 contribution. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you,
very
Scott.
Very nice to hear from you. And Green Seasons Nursery in Parrish, Florida, just made a $300 contribution. They like Mark and Vicky and Roger and their hero, Mark Bureau. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
From the Green Seasons Nursery in Parrish.
I left no kids there, okay? That's a different kind of nursery, I know.
Marion Arroyo from Lakeland just made a $26 contribution. Thank you, Marion.
Thank you.
Thanks to Nancy, who's in St. Petersburg, $75 contribution.
With a smiling face.
Catherine Silva from Tampa, $200 contribution to keep this radio station going. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine. That's my sister's name.
Danny Throw from Tampa just made a $63 contribution. Danny, thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Carol Ann McGill from Anna Maria made a $40 contribution. Thank
Beautiful.
You very much.
Thank
she
you.
She says it's her New Year's gift to Mark Bureau, her hero, for letting her, or for getting her through the last 4 years and into the sunshine of the future.
Oh, thank Carolyn. You. She's soon to be doomed.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to Anonymous, somewhere in Sarasota, for a $180 contribution.
Who was that?
Oh, it's Dr. Ron, it says. I enjoy all the programs. It's certainly worth the donation, says Dr. Ron.
Oh, Dr. Ron. Thank you, doctor.
And remember, you can call 813-238-8001. We won't be fundraising around Mark's show for months and months and months, but we're going to do it today.
Because it's my last show.
People really believed you when, you said that.
Oh, my God. We got a lot of calls
frantic.
And emails. I know it. A lot of them were happy.
Their hearts were stopping. No, they were sad. There was
man.
And you just milked that for.
Of course, you have to milk it when it comes in. This is my last show.
David Gray from Tampa just made a $20 contribution. Dave in Seminole Heights says, sorry to hear you're down in the ratings.
I'm not down. This show was never down. Never.
Mr. Benny.
Yes.
All right. Number to call, 813-238-8001. But if Mark brings a smile to your face every Tuesday, please make that contribution. And thanks to Demetrius DeBose, who made a $25 donation from St. Petersburg.
Wow, thanks.
The only thing upstairs from room 1210 is the way, 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 way upstairs.
Yes, it is.
And Mark and Barbara Brandt from Dunedin made a $50 contribution and says M&F is a breath of fresh air. Mark and Barbara, thank you for that nice contribution.
They're coming to get you too, Barbara. What a gal, Barbara Fling. I'm glad she called in, and this Barbara too. Thank you.
That's really great. So, Mark, if we get a few minutes ago we needed 27 donations. I think now we need just 20 donations this hour, and we'll be on track.
Beautiful. 20 is not too bad. We have three lines lit. Even with my bad eyes, I can see that. I'm thanking you in advance for your love and your attention and your contribution. Believe me, we're going to do everything we can, especially with this new administration. We're going to keep our eyes on it. And we can be just as critical of people that seem to agree with our way of thinking as we are critical of those who don't. And the community good is what is at stake here. That's my guiding light. It's easy because this station is dedicated to that, the common good. And if we can't agree that what happened on January 6th at the Capitol was not in the common good, then we need a lot of educating to go on, and we plan to do it.
Mark, I'm always amazed at the patience that you show leading up to the election.
The hell are you talking about, Rob?
There were all these people who, I'm not going to name them, who called in angry. They called in angry, and they were usually President Trump supporters 99 times out of 100.
Yes.
And would try to get you riled up and make fun of you and try to get your goat. But you listen to them, and sometimes those callers were the longest callers on your show.
Yeah, I give them more time because it's interesting to me, and I hope to the listener, that a person who is that way says a lot more about your way of thinking than it does anything else you could say. And it's unfortunate. You know, we had those two callers. They did a lot of talking on this program and on yours and on others. And they made a bet on the presidential race with me. And of course, we don't hear from them anymore. And says a lot about them.
Well, they might have taken jobs at Mar-a-Lago.
I don't think so, Rob. I'll tell you why. Because Trump doesn't care about them. He doesn't care about anybody. And you know, I have to laugh because Michael Cohen, the attorney who was sent to jail for his involvement with the president on many illegal schemes, especially the one in which they paid a porn star, you know, hush money, basically, Michael Cohen, he won $10,000 on a bet that Donald Trump wouldn't win. And he cashed in on it. He talked about it on one of the MSNBC guest appearances he made. And it's kind of amazing to me that there are people that don't want to talk about the issues of the day or what they think is personally important to them. They want to argue. They want to yell. They want to, and you know, Rob, you know me better than anybody else. I'm not the kind of guy that likes to play big brother, but I'm not the kind of guy that likes to go around and duke it out. First of all, I never was equipped to do it, but even though I'm in boxing, I wouldn't hit anybody. I mean, I just wouldn't do it because I'd get my butt kicked. But you know as well as I do that many of these people that talk the way they do when they call this show and they're aggravated, they wouldn't talk to me in person like that. And they're brave on the phone. And I just don't get it. But we don't do that here. I give you a chance. I try to be fair. Yeah, that's my goal.
I'm always thinking that you don't cut them off. You listen to their
complaint
if they're complaining.
And I want to.
Yeah. So thanks to Peter Vedia and Chef Tony, Antonio, and Red Mesa, which is one of the greatest restaurants in St. Pete at 4th Street North, 4912 4th Street North in St. Pete. They've sent individually prepared meals of Chicken Fernandez. Chicken Fernandez, was that a West Tampa dish?
Yeah, no, it was actually a guy that we used to know. He never fought anybody. Chicken Fernandez.
Now, the meal is really good. Chicken Fernandez from Red Mesa, and some vegetarian meals, too, also for the staff.
Try to do it without laughing, Rob.
Thanks for keeping us safe, Peter and the gang, and we're very happy for your ongoing support for community radio. Yeah, when I saw that name, Chicken Fernandez, I thought, oh, that's a West Tampa dish.
No, it's a good dish, though, especially the way they prepare it.
So thanks, Peter, and thanks to Ron Thumler, calling all the way from Hawaii. They just made a $25 donation. And he says, Mark, please make sure you leave the money at the station, but how about a cup of coffee, please, writes Ron.
Svengoli, that's our West Tampa Ron. What a guy. I hope you get over the COVID.
And thanks to Danny Castrion from Tampa, who just made a $30 contribution. He's one of our regular callers.
Danny the Dodger.
And he says, Hank Aaron and Johnny Unitas were the best, not Tom Brady. Trump is gone. Happy days, writes Danny. Now, come on. Now, why is he beating up on
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
Because, you know, all these guys are electing him as the number one all-time quarterback. Yeah. But don't worry, Danny. We know the truth. So does Simon.
I think he's pretty good. Thanks to Brandon Hammett from Brandon. Just made a $35 contribution and likes your show, Mark, and says...
Poor guy.
Says these two have helped me get through my lunch breaks for the last 4 years. So thanks, Brandon, for that nice comment.
Thank you.
Eric Hart from St. Petersburg. Just made a $100 contribution, taking the ball cap. Thank you, Eric, for that nice contribution. Well, we're hoping that we can get at least 20 or now 15 more people to make a contribution. Please call us up at 813-238-8001. And if you like your hero, Mark Bureau, there's never a commercial on the show. This is the way that we stay on the air with your generous contributions. Thanks to Chris in Gainesville, $25 donation. Thank you. That's Chris Crow from Gainesville, an honor of the accurate and objective news on WMNF. Chris, thank you.
Wow. That was an old stomping grounds of mine.
Really?
Gainesville, yeah. I worked at Ocala Hi-Li for 8 years, and I lived in Gainesville.
So I got to ask you more about Hi-Li. Richard Castellano from Land O'Lakes just made a $25 contribution. He was at the Yankees game, and he was sitting near first base, and Luke Pinella was going after a ball, a fan into the wall, and hurt his arm. Next inning, he was running to the right field, and Richard yelled out, "Hey, Lou, how's your arm?" And everyone started having a riot, and he misunderstood. And Lou turned around and gave him the finger since he thought Richard was making fun of him.
Oh, he was just saying, "Richard, you're number one." He did that to us, too.
So you actually saw Lou Piniella there in West Tampa?
Oh, yeah, of course. I could tell you a quick story. You know, Lou Piniella, he came over to pitch. He was 7 years older than we. And all of us guys, he pitched to both teams. And he lived right across the street from the park, which bears his name, and West Tampa. And anyway, so I came to bat, and I started this thing that I do where I hit foul balls. I'm the greatest foul ball hitter you ever saw. And I just kept wasting time. And finally, all the guys in the outfield, they're all laying down, and he's trying to be professional. Get up, man! You ain't gonna hit one! Get up! So he pitched, and we have to wait 10 minutes to get all the foul balls retrieved and continue. And finally, he looked at me, and he goes, okay, starting now, 4 fouls is an out. And I start an argument, come on, Lou. 4 fouls is an out, Biro. That's it. Oh, man. So I foul off one pitch. I foul off another one. And he's looking at me, and he goes, 2 more. And I go, you come over here and change all the rules. Get in the batter's box and shut up. So I hit a 3rd foul. He goes, 1 more. And I do another prolonged argument. And he's getting ticked. And he throws it. And I foul it again. This one, I fouled all the way to Clearwater. Takes a long time to get that ball. He goes, you're out. And I go, what are you talking about? You heard me. Get off of the field. And I start saying like a baby, I'm taking my glove and I'm leaving. He goes, well, go ahead and quit, you stupid son of a. He just cursed me out. And I stop in the middle. He would never touch you unless you touched him. And I knew that. And I go, I don't know what you're all excited about. Come on. Come on and come over here. And I go, you don't call me stupid. He goes, because you're stupid. You're acting like a baby. And I walk off the field. And as I'm walking off, he's following me. He goes, you don't like it? And I go, no, I don't. I don't like the way. All of a sudden, all that cursing and everything, you hear his mother across the street. Lou! Lou! And he goes, well, Ma, get in the house. What's the matter with you? And he says, I'm going to get you. And I'm walking off the field. And he goes to the house. And he's looking through the bedroom window. And he's telling me, keep walking. Because when I get you, shut up, Lou. You're embarrassing family. So I see Scooty in school the next day. And he tells me, you better not come around the park. My brother, he's looking through the window, and he's going to get you. And finally, when I saw him about 3 months later, he just looks at me, and he starts laughing, shaking his head. And I go, Lou, I tried to tell you, keep walking, Biro. Don't even talk to me. So to this day, when I see him, I ask him about 4 fouls being an out.
Does he say keep walking, Biro?
No, he just looks at me and shakes his head.
All right. So Mark Biro is here, and we're fundraising here at WMNF. Next week, we'll be back to normal.
Till Tuesday anyway.
And then Mark will be back next Tuesday at noon and do his regular program.
Yeah, more entertainment.
If you enjoy listening to Mark and all the programs here on WMNF, we hope you'll make a contribution. It could be in any amount. It could be $5. It could be $10. It could be $100. It could be $200. It could be $1,000. But it takes $1.7 million to run this radio station every year.
We'll take a donation of that.
Yeah, if you got $1.7 million. Maybe Lou Piniella has.
Maybe he has it. I'll ask him.
CJ and Tina Addison from Myakka City just made a $46 donation. Thank you.
Thank you.
To honor the new president, they say. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
And Jan, who is in Tampa, just made a $25 contribution. Thank you, Jan. And Scott in Sarasota made an $88.50 donation. He's taking the WMNF baseball cap.
Oh, that's a good cap.
And he is Scott from Al Britton's Nursery in Sarasota. Wow.
Hey, what beautiful.
Making a pledge because he couldn't let Mark at Green Seasons Nursery be the only nursery to pledge to Mark's show. Thank you. Thank you, Scott, from Al Britton's Nursery in Sarasota.
Thanks nice for nursing us, man.
Well, here's the number, 813-238-8001. Mara Barrios from Tampa has
Mara.
Just called in.
My girl, Mara.
$25 donation. She says, your West Tampa girl thanks you.
She's wonderful.
Always
Mara's
good to hear from Mara.
Great.
Yeah. An expert on Cuba, too.
Oh, she is. Yeah. She's an expert on everything, yeah. A lot of things.
So that means that we're a whole lot closer. I think we're just 15 or 14 calls away. I'll have to get Sean to give us a number. If you love listening to WMNF, we hope you make a contribution today at 813-238-8001. This is the way this public radio station makes money. About 70% of the money it takes to run MNF comes from the great people whose names we're calling out now. And you can also make your contribution online at WMNF.org. But Mark has the strong connection to the Tampa community, and you were in Local 2120. Was that metalworkers? What was that?
Steelworkers. Local 2120, United Steelworkers at American Can. It was great. Yeah. My greatest job ever. I mean, I've had some real high-profile jobs.
And what did you do for American Can? What was it?
Just a labor.
Yeah.
Labor.
Did you stamp out the cans?
No. I used to collect them, though, when I cleaned up. A lot of cans. You know, that was the greatest. All my relationships with those people, the men and women that worked there, they were lifelong friends of my dad's, and they are my extended family, uncles and aunts, and I think the world of all of them. And anytime one of them gets sick, I go visit, call them. They're wonderful people. I learned a lot from them.
I always love your stories because back then the union helped the workers at the can factory, American
yes.
Can, get a pretty good wage. So your dad would take you on these great summer vacations.
Yes.
Because he had a union job too.
Yes. And that union job gave you a 13 weeks vacation.
Wow.
After 15 years of working. And you would get one every 5 years after that. And in 64, I went to the World's Fair in New York. Then I went to L.A. And
you all piled in the family station wagon?
Station wagon, 57 Bel Air station wagon. And we made the entire trip. And I'll never forget when my dad died, one of his friends, best friends, Willie Lopez, who has since departed. Willie said at my dad's funeral, you know, when Manuel came back from California after 13 weeks, he called me up and said, Willie, do you have a tire jack? And Willie said, yeah, Manuel, I have one here. Can you bring it over here to such and such a place? I got a flat tire and I need to jack it up and change it. So he got there and he told Manuel, my father, he said, Manuel, how the hell, you went to California in this car? What happened to the jack? And he goes, well, I didn't know I didn't have it until I got home now. And he goes, are you crazy? You went all the way to New York, California, and back without a jack? He goes, the Lord rode with us. The Lord rode with us. And my father, the whole church cracked up. That's my dad. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you that was something else. But I went to New York in 64 and to California. That's the greatest trip. I was 13. And then in 69, I told Barbara's husband, Stuart, I told him we went in 64 to New York. And then in 69, we went to California again, and that's where it was when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. It was great. At Anaheim Stadium, I was there when they piped it all over the ballpark, and you could hear the Santa Ana Freeway, everybody beeping their horn. What a moment.
Yeah. So how did your mom like the trips?
She liked him, except she had to drive with us. My mother, she kept us in line, buddy, all the way. Here I am, a graduate. I had a high school, and I still didn't mess with her. And believe me, my mother, as you know, she's a sweet woman who just celebrated her 89th birthday on January 13th. And I asked her, Ma, were you in the Capitol a week ago? She goes, if I was there, I'd be looking for you. But my mom, you didn't play with him, and you don't play with her now.
Mark Biro is here, and we're fundraising here at WMNF. Thanks to Anonymous, who just made a donation from St. Petersburg of $30. And thanks to Anonymous in Dunedin, a $52 donation.
Thank you.
The first Anonymous loves Mark Biro's show, and Wednesdays as well. And this Anonymous person says they love your storytelling.
Oh, thank you. They're all lies. They're storytelling, you know?
Tommy Mossman from Parrish, Florida, just made a $60 contribution. Tommy, thanks for helping us stay on the air. Elizabeth Hughes from Pinellas Park made a $30 contribution. Thank you, Elizabeth. Says, in these days, MNF is very important. Loves the music. Keep it real, says Elizabeth. And Sue and Jerry Cox from Spring Hill just made a $50 contribution. Thank you, Sue and Jerry. Thanks to Joseph and Veronica Forney from Tampa. Made an $88.50 donation, taking the baseball cap.
Beautiful.
And thanks to Anonymous in Pinellas Park, a $30 contribution, helping keep this show and the whole station on the air.
Thank you.
So, Mark, I think we need to hear from nine or so people, and we'll be there. The number to call, 813-238-8001. And you can also make a contribution online at WMNF.org. So what did you eat when you drove across country? Do you remember?
Well, we ate good, I'll tell you that. We stopped at, to have breakfast, of course, in the morning. We'd sleep overnight and then have breakfast in the morning. At lunch, you'd stop at all these Route 66 type home recipes, our home restaurants, eat there, and then stop for the night, have dinner. We were an all-American family. In those days, traveling cross-country was quite an achievement, and man, I loved it. Which, by the way, I know we're raising money, but my sister came in the studio to see if I was here, but also to remind me that she found a dog. And I was going to tell her, what are you telling me for? Tell Duncan. Don't tell me.
Tell Duncan, yeah.
Duncan. But anyway, anybody that wants a dog, it's a nice dog, Ginger, call the station, make a contribution, and leave your number, and I'll call you. She'll call you. It's a beautiful dog named Ginger.
All right. What's the dog look like? What color is it?
It looks like me. It's amazing how beautiful that dog looks. It's a beautiful mutt. It's a kind of a blondish brown dog. It's got to be about 2 years old, and the Humane Society has it now. And if you check it out, her name is Ginger.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Named after the character on Gilligan's Island?
I wish. I like Marianne myself, I'll be honest with you.
Thanks to Farrah Stokes, who just made a donation of $25. Farrah, thank you. Loves Mark's show and everything on WMNF. Nice to hear from
you. Thank you, Farrah.
Please call us up, 813-238-8001. We just have about 15 minutes left, and we need to raise... We'd probably need to raise $1,000 or so. Hearing from 9 or 10 people would put us right where we want to be. And
what's that number again, Rob? 238?
Yeah, 813-238-8001.
Good. I'm glad you corrected me, anyway.
So you survived the trips across country even though you didn't have a jack. Did you have AAA?
Yes. Thank God. We had, in those days, it was new. You know those triptychs? I don't know if you've ever seen them.
Yeah.
They're like little booklets, and boy, that was novel by AAA. And we use those. In fact, I think I still have one as a memento. That and the bug that I killed on the way over there. It's great. Great, great stuff to remember. I'll tell you, I know nowadays people hardly get vacations. I mean, Look at you, Rob. They have to tell you to take it.
They have to fire me first before I'll take a vacation.
It's amazing how similar that story is to the truth. Anyway, they have to threaten you guys to take a vacation because people aren't given vacations. You know, and the attitude is, by the owners, why should they? Nobody forces them. So that's a good idea to unionize with, by the way. And
13 weeks vacation is unheard of. Nobody gets a 13-week vacation anymore.
It's incredible. We were the standard by which a lot of the unions now up north, they have that. And cost of living, too. That was a nice little provision in the contracts. And, you know, I thought I lived like every kid, just a regular lower middle class kid. I had a house. My dad and mom provided a wonderful relationship, wonderful childhood. I thought everybody had that. And for the most part, we did. But even with a union job, hey, it's a struggle. So I could just imagine what it's like without it. I can't imagine anybody not striving to be a union person. You know, Rob, when I worked at High Line, there was no union. It's a tourist industry built job. And the players went on strike.
Did they have a union?
No.
So they went on strike without a union?
To form one. And they aligned with the Teamsters. It's the longest strike, because it's Florida, you know, the longest strike in sports history anyway. Over 2 years, they spent fighting it. In the meantime, the owners, by fighting it, ruined the entire industry. High Line isn't what it is, what it used to be. The game is great. And the players, there was no way they were going to beat that.
They're true athletes, the High Line players. Incredible athletes.
Forget about it. I used to go on the court and try to play. I'm not a great athlete, but I can compete. And I got on there to play the game. You know, Salty Saul's son, Marty, he was the PR director when I was there. He went to Miami to be the corporate head of PR. And he could play the game very well. And several of my friends, Richard Faedo, Jackie Ferrara, they became very good High Line players. And thank God, when they were looking for an announcer, Marty asked them about me, and I got rave reviews. They're still asking me for money for that.
So the High Line players went out on strike, and this is in the 80s, right, or earlier?
Yes, they actually went out in the late 60s. They went on strike in Miami, and it didn't work. They broke them. But then they went out in the, I'm going to say, the early 90s. I think that's when it was, 90, 92, around there. I have it at home.
Did you know the owners? Could you tell how much they were making off the betting at High Line?
I knew the owners. I knew how much High Line was making. And I knew why they wanted to unionize. And the threat was that when they went on strike, they hired a lot of local people to play the game and threaten the players with, you know, we'll start getting Americans instead of bringing you people from Spain and all over. And of course, anybody who has any sense, and the High Line players knew that they would have done it a long time ago if they could exploit them. But Americans weren't going to play that game with all the dangers for the money they were being paid. So anyway, after 2 years, they finally recognized the union, and it was a great day. It really was.
So we want to thank some more people. Thanks to Anonymous, who's in Decatur, Decatur, Georgia. why did I say that? Decatur, Georgia. And thanks, Anonymous, for a nice contribution. Thanks to somebody who just joined the circle of friends, Jeff from St. Pete, in honor of Henry Aaron.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
$10 a month contribution.
You think Jeff and Newport Richie will call in and be a circle of friends?
I don't think so.
No, I don't
think so. I would bet against it. Thanks to John and Debbie Richter from San Antonio. Made a $50 contribution. Thank you, guys. And Tom Fillion from Tampa, a $100 contribution. And he says, my dad worked at Ralston Purina for 32 years.
Wow.
Writes Tom. Was that a union shop? I forgot.
I don't know.
That was way out on 7th Avenue, was it?
Ralston Purina. I don't remember.
Yeah. Tom, thanks a lot for that nice contribution. Michael Roots from St. Petersburg. Did I pronounce his name right?
Yeah, that's it. Rutz. 49er Mike.
Who's a regular caller. Thanks, 49er Mike. He says, the listeners look forward to your keen insights every Tuesday. Just kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say he was drinking again.
Joan and Pete Mayer from Myakka City made a $50 contribution. Thank you very much. We are getting very close. We're not quite there yet. I think we're...
And no lines are lit either.
We've had a lot of calls, and we've raised $7,700 so far today. We're hoping to raise $10,000 during public affairs. We've had 119 calls, which is really good. George Ulrich from Sarasota made a $50 contribution, and he says he listens to public radio all over the country, and Mark is the biggest character I have ever heard.
Thank you. I hope
that was positive.
Yeah, I do too. My teachers would agree with him.
Yeah, my teachers used to call me a character too, and they didn't mean that in a nice way.
Really?
Oh, of course.
You pulled too many things there, Rob?
Well, I wasn't up to your level of sophistication, Mark. like pretending that you're the principal on the speaker. Let me just give out the number, and we can get back to but the number to call is 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001.
No phones are lit right now.
That's right. So we're hoping that you'll call us up. We only have about 8 minutes left in the show, and we'd like to raise a little bit more money. Sean says we were at $7,700. Our goal, overall goal was $10,000. So we're about $2,300 away from reaching the goal. 23 calls would do it.
Well, one of True Talk's wealthy friends, if they call in, I'd appreciate it. 2300. I listen to True Talk every Friday. What a program.
Yeah, there's a lot of good programs here on WMNF, and you're supporting the radio station. You're helping pay for the electricity, the phones, the computers, the building that we're in, and everything it takes to run a radio station. When the COVID crisis is over, we hope you come by and take a visit of this radio station. We're pretty proud to show it off, and you'll see where your money goes, and it doesn't go to limousines for the CEO. It doesn't go to high-priced lunches or anything like that. It goes to make this radio station operate on a daily basis, and we've got a really good small crew, about 12 full-time staff and a few part-time staff here, too. But we power a radio station with the help of you and a couple hundred volunteers from the community who do programs on WMNF and sometimes just work behind the scenes. So please help us reach that. I think if we raise $2,300 in the next 8 minutes, we'll be there. And I see we've got three lines lit. Hopefully, we'll get one more line lit at 813-238-8001.
I appreciate it if you call in and do it now, because I'm leaving in 5 minutes. I'm not going to wait to the end of the program. I'm leaving.
So the highlight ball was really hard. I mean, if you got hit by it, it was...
Harder than my head, believe me. It's three quarters the size of a baseball and harder than a golf ball. That's hard.
That is very hard. As somebody that knows a little bit about golf.
Yes, as someone who knows about hard heads, it's very hard.
So somebody got hit by a highlight ball.
Yeah, several players over the years, but one of the greatest, Orbea. He was like the Babe Ruth of highlight in Miami, I think. He was hit in the head, and that's when players started wearing helmets. But guess what? There is no helmet that can save you. In fact, one of the players sued when he got hit, And fortunately, it was okay, but one of the players sued. And later, the company, although they had to insist that the player wear a helmet, they had to get their own helmet. And it's a very dangerous game. A
very fast game.
Oh, very. World's fastest ball game is advertised, and it is.
Yeah. So Mark Bureau is here. He's here every Tuesday. And you know, Mark, I'm always amazed, too, that if somebody gives a sports statistic, or if they talk about an episode of The Twilight Zone, or if they talk about Outer Limits, you're right there. You remember all the episodes of Twilight Zone and The Outer Limits.
That's because I never did my work in school. You know,
we don't want to encourage that here.
No, we don't. But I tell you, when I was in school, I said it before, I was an A student. All the people that went to school with me know it. I made all A's. A F, a D, another F. I mean, I was thrown out of every class. And, but I always had a good mind for trivia. And for some reason, I have this total recall for 60s and 50s and 70s TV. And I don't know what it is. I used to read up on all of it. And even today, people say, you know, you're still living in the 60s or whatever. And I tell them, you mean there's been other times since then? But I don't know. I've always loved The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits. I think they're great morality plays. They really are.
Tom wrote back to say, my dad, who worked at Ralston Purina, was a quality control foreman at the feed mill. He mixed chicken and made a chicken feed. And Mark, it was next to Spanish Park Restaurant on 7th Avenue.
Oh, is that right? Okay, there you go. I just don't think about it, but yeah, I know where it was now. Yes.
Well, if you enjoy listening to Mark's storytelling, he will be back next week and telling stories without commercial interruptions. But this week, we've got one long commercial. That is the commercial for WMNF as we raise funds to keep going for another few months.
I was going to say, without paying attention, too, because I can understand why anyone would not even want to listen to me after a while. But yes, we appreciate all the calls, all the donations. We have some lines lit. Let's light them all up.
Yeah, we got four lines.
Even everybody's on the phone. So everybody back there, just pick up the phone and make it look good.
So I think we need just 19 more phone calls. Please call us.
Unite us. 19. There you go, Danny.
813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. There were 17 flags behind the president as he said goodbye last week.
And is that right?
There are 17 letters in the alphabet. So he must have been sending us a message. I'm sorry, Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet.
I see.
So he must have been sending us a letter.
You know, that's what happens if you don't pay attention to him.
He must be sending us a message, rather. 813-238-8001. I can't keep my story straight. I'm going to let you tell stories.
I don't blame you. I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time.
So thanks to Natalie in Venice, Florida.
Thank you, Natalie. Made
a $10 a month contribution. Thank you.
Beautiful.
And Mark Schreiber from St. Petersburg, a new member, made a $100 contribution.
Wow.
First-time donor. Mark, thank you very much. That means we need 17 more phone calls at 813-238-8001.
How come the phone calls keep going up? 17 phone calls.
It was 19 a few minutes ago.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Unite us.
You can also make a contribution online. Go to WMNF.org. Now we are very close. We're just 17 calls away from reaching the goal. We've got five lines lit up, so we're probably even closer than that. Please call us at 813-238-8001.
You know, Rob, you were talking about storytelling, and that leads me to my next eulogy, and that's Larry King. I used to get out of High Line in Ocala at 12 o'clock at midnight or 1 in the morning, and I'd drive back to Tampa. And on that drive back, I picked up a Cincinnati radio station and listened to the Larry King show on Mutual Radio. Let me tell you, from 2 o'clock to 5 in the morning, I think, he used to tell stories. And he had so many stories that reminded me of my school days. He talked about his chums, and one day I'm going to bring in one of those stories. It's the most famous Carvel ice cream story with Sandy Koufax and a host of his friends. Wonderful. Sorry you passed away.
Mark, we're not going to have time for your theme song today. Thanks a lot. We're very close. We're just a few phone calls away. This is WMNF in Tampa, and we'll see you next week.
Yes. Don't forget Ginger.